This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with new numbers and a new face in the White House. First, the numbers. The unemployment rate is down sharply, but fewer new jobs were created last month than expected. And in the White House today, President Obama announced the new head to his economic team, and his mission is to try to improve those numbers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama was able to celebrate some positive news on the economic front today as the unemployment rate dropped from 9.8 to 9.4%. But Mr. Obama says even though the economy is recovering, there's a lot of work left to do.
Our mission has to be to accelerate hiring and to accelerate growth. And that depends on making our economy more competitive so that we're fostering new jobs in new industries and training workers to fill them.
To help in that effort, the president appointed Gene Sperling, director of the National Economic Council. He'll replace Larry Summers, who returned to his teaching post at Harvard last month. Mr. Obama notes Sperling has held the director's job before, during the Clinton administration. Sperling joked in a 2006 speech that assignment began awkwardly when his 5-foot-5-inch frame was dwarfed behind a lectern set up for the 6-foot-2-inch President Clinton.
I got up on my tiptoes as high as I could. And so on live TV, the leader of the free world tapped me on the shoulder, and then he kicks a little button, and a step would come out. And so that was my first 10 seconds of being the National Economic Advisor.
There was no repeat of that today. Sperling didn't even approach the lectern. But Mr. Obama praised his new advisor's intelligence and his work ethic. So did Berkeley economist Laura Tyson, who was Sperling's boss at the council in the early 1990s.
Dean is a workaholic. He works morning, noon, and night, and he's a great asset in terms of getting the job done.
Sperling's biggest job in the Clinton years was helping to turn budget deficits into surpluses, often through negotiation with Republicans on Capitol Hill.
He has a history of working with the Republican Congress, so that experience should serve him well in this round.
For the last 2 years, Sperling's been an advisor to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. He helped broker the tax cut compromise with Republicans during the lame duck session of Congress. Some liberals don't like that compromise or the big paycheck Sperling received from Goldman Sachs in 2008. Dean Baker of the Liberal Center for Economic and Policy Research also believes Sperling's commitment to deficit reduction is misplaced when the real problem now is unemployment.
You've had this focus on the deficit that just is completely out of line with the reality, and I worry that, you know, Gene is one of the people that I won't say ascribes to that 100%, but I think ascribes to that maybe 70%.
In that 2006 speech, Sperling described himself as a pro-growth progressive, which means he's concerned with both the size of the economic pie and the way it's divided up.
The notion that a rising tide should lift all boats is the core aspiration for what economic policy should be in our country.
Sperling's Clinton-era colleague, Laura Tyson, calls him a progressive centrist. That label might also be applied to President Obama in this second half of his term. Tyson says the goals are still progressive, but the means to get there have a pro-business tilt.
You have to bring along the business community. You have to bring along the private sector, because the private sector is the generator of jobs.
The private sector is generating jobs again, more than 1 million of them last year. The president notes that's the strongest record in 4 years. Still, the country needs to pick up the pace of hiring if it's to help the millions of Americans who are still out of work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At first glance, the latest jobs report released this morning seems encouraging. The unemployment rate fell from 9.8 to 9.4%. That's the biggest month-to-month decline in a decade. But a closer look reveals that drop was due mostly to people leaving the workforce, and that's not a good sign.
What's more, the number of new jobs created was well below expectations. In a moment, we'll visit a mid-sized manufacturing company that is hiring. It's calling back workers it laid off during the recession. But first, we have more on the jobs numbers from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The Labor Department said 103,000 jobs were added to U.S. payrolls in December, and there were nearly 70,000 more jobs than first thought during the preceding 2 months. The numbers fell short of the kind of blowout that some economists had predicted. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial.
We did generate more jobs. The trend's in the right direction, but, you know, let's face it, even 170,000 net would be considered anemic for any other recovery except this one.
The report did show a big and somewhat perplexing decline in the unemployment rate. Swonk says the drop is due at least in part to the number of discouraged workers who stopped looking for jobs and are no longer counted as unemployed by the government.
Somehow, almost 500,000 men in particular disappeared off the planet, apparently, in the month of December because they're no longer in the labor force.
Despite that, today's report depicts a job market that is slowly showing improvement. And a lot of people who get laid off this year will have an easier time finding work than they would have last year.
I'm open to any industry. I mean, I do, my skills are very...
transferable.
Exactly.
At a job center run by the New York Labor Department this morning, Yulia Florenskaya was talking to a jobs counselor. She lost her job as an events planner for a public relations firm 3 weeks ago. But she doesn't expect to be out of work very long.
I'm very optimistic. I think it's going to take time, but I don't think it's going to be a year. I hear everywhere that it's picking up, so hopefully that's the case.
But economists say the rate of job creation right now is simply not strong enough to keep up with population growth or to absorb the millions of unemployed people still looking for work. Across the room sat Victor Gonzalez, who was laid off from his technician's job at IBM 2 years ago. I told Gonzalez the unemployment rate had fallen sharply last month, and he gave me a look that can best be described as deeply skeptical.
All I see is they're cutting back and cutting back more, and that's the problem. You got a lot of guys want to work, and nobody wants to get the opportunity.
Obama administration officials acknowledged today that the job market hasn't yet turned a corner. Austin Goolsbee chairs the White House Council of Economic Advisors.
We start from a very deep hole, worst in most any of our lifetimes, so we got a long way to go. The president's the first to say that, but I think we've clearly made steady progress, and we're headed the right direction.
But for a lot of job hunters, the progress isn't taking place anywhere near as fast as they'd hoped. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
The economy may still be struggling, but it did manage to produce more than 1 million new jobs last year. The gains, though, weren't spread evenly. The telecom and construction industries are still contracting, but other parts of the economy appear to be doing better. NPR's Chris Arnold visited a mid-sized manufacturing company outside Boston that's been hiring back its laid-off workers.
M&H Engineering is housed inside of a completely boring, ordinary warehouse-type building by the side of the highway. Driving by, you'd never give it a thought. But inside, the factory floor is like something out of a science fiction movie. Workers are running big computer-controlled machines and making implantable body parts.
We have worked on artificial hearts, replacement hips, bone screws, knees.
Timothy Martins helps run this family manufacturing business. It also makes other medical equipment and gear for the aerospace and computer industries. And he says business has finally been picking up again.
Right now we're at about 50 employees running two shifts day and night. During the recession, we were down to about 25 or 27 employees.
So you really laid off half your workforce?
Yeah, we laid off about half the workforce.
Now, you might think something like bone screws or replacement hips, those aren't things that would be too affected by a recession. But it turns out that in this recession, those orders had slowed way down, too.
It was amazing how you wouldn't think of it, like you said, like why would bone screws and hips slow down if people need them? But people are afraid to lose their jobs, so they're not going to leave work for 3 months while they rehab and do that. So that
the replacement hips
are good replacement hips.
Tim Martin's brother, Michael, is also a partner in the business.
We had employees that should have gone for an operation, but we're actually afraid of losing their job. And we told them, no, you're not going to lose your job. You know, get the hernia operation, get better.
Across the factory floor, Mike Warren works in the shipping and receiving department. He's recently been hired back on. After working for the company for almost 20 years, he was laid off for a year and a half.
I got two kids at home and a wife, so it's great to be back to work. Just feels great to be able to earn my own money and feel like I'm actually part of society again, because you really feel kind of left out when you're out of work. So it was tough.
Warren has known the business owners here since kindergarten. And the factory production manager, Mark Callahan, says, like many smaller companies, just about everybody here knows each other pretty well.
I know all their wives, all their children. And so when you let the guy go, that's what you're thinking. You're thinking of his whole family. It tears your heart out, but sometimes it's what you need to do as a business, so you do it. It's great to bring him back.
Callahan says, though, there's still a feeling in the air here with all these guys coming back to work that it might not last.
Believe me, these people are still nervous.
Callahan says back before the holidays, he shut down a couple of the big machines here for a few weeks just for logistical reasons.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them came up to me and said, geez, Mark, you know, what's the story? You know, we're going to have Christmas, or what's the first of the year look like? They were really nervous. I'm like, guys, no. Don't worry. You're fine. We're not slowing down.
Tim and Michael Martin say a lot of the company's customers are still very jittery, too. Other business owners also say that's making things very hard right now. They don't know from one month to the next how much work they're going to be getting because customers won't commit to long-term contracts. Tim Martin's.
They used to have a blanket order for 10,000 widgets over a year. And now what they're going to do is they're going to do 2,000 over 6 months. And then all of a sudden they'll be like, okay, we actually use those. And then they'll want another 3,000 real quickly.
Michael Martin says all that uncertainty is still stifling job growth.
Yeah, as soon as we get a little more of a comfort zone with our customers on their commitment of what they will be projecting and what they're going to be needing from us, it will allow us to hire a bunch more people. We are waiting to be able to hire more people. We just can't have it that we have excess capacity.
The brothers say the tax cut package recently passed by Congress should help them in the coming year. They say the tax write-off on equipment purchases will probably be the biggest help. But as far as actually hiring more workers, they say that depends much more on whether business keeps picking up. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Labor Department says the U.S. economy gained 103,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate fell to 9.4% from 9.8%. That might sound like good news, but many economists hoped to see much stronger job growth. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
To make the most of the increase in jobs, President Obama yesterday held a news conference at a window factory in Landover, Maryland. It's been hiring on workers. The president spoke after going on a tour of the business, Thompson Creek Manufacturing.
Thompson Creek was able to grow its workforce from 200 employees to nearly 300 employees in just 1 year.
The president said that his administration has been enacting policies to try to promote job growth, such as tax credits for businesses that hire workers.
We also passed a tax credit for products like energy-saving windows, and that led to a 55% boost in the sales at this firm.
Looking back over the past year at hiring around the country, the president was upbeat.
The trend is clear. We saw 12 straight months of private sector job growth. That's the first time that's been true since 2006. The economy added 1.3 million jobs last year. And each quarter was stronger than the previous quarter, which means that the pace of hiring is beginning to pick up.
Still, a snail moves faster when it comes out of its shell and starts oozing forward. And the jobs growth picture hasn't been improving much more quickly than that.
Improving, but not great.
Nariman Baravesh is chief economist at IHS Global Insight. He was not too excited by the 103,000 jobs that the economy gained in December.
This number was a little disappointing because we and a lot of other people expected it to be closer to 200,000. But the good news is businesses are feeling more optimistic. All the surveys of business sentiment suggest that businesses are feeling better about things. They are going to hire, but it certainly looks like they're still hiring at a fairly slow pace.
The problem is that the economy needs to add around 150,000 jobs every month just to keep pace with population growth and people coming back into the workforce. And while we may have gained a million jobs last year, as the president said, the country lost nearly 8.5 million jobs the 2 years prior. So that level of job growth is
a pace insufficient to materially reduce the unemployment rate.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke about this at a hearing in D.C. on Friday. His comments seemed to throw some cold water on the optimism being expressed by the Obama administration. He said the members of the Federal Open Market Committee are estimating just how long it will take for most out-of-work Americans to get back to work.
Most participants expected the unemployment rate to be close to 8% 2 years from now. At this rate of improvement, it could take 4 to 5 more years for the job market to normalize fully.
That's a pretty disheartening prediction. Michael Linden is an economist with the liberal-leaning think tank, the Center for American Progress.
So this actually speaks to the ludicrousness, that's not really a word, the craziness of laying anybody off on the public side right now.
Most economists agree that the country needs a credible plan to reduce the federal deficit, and that will likely mean cutbacks in government spending. But in the short term, some economists are calling for even more spending to prop up local and state governments so that they don't have to lay off more people and make the unemployment problem even worse. Chris Arnold, NPR News.